This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A day after Russian fighter jets struck the propeller of a U.S. military unmanned drone over the Black Sea, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart Sergei Shoigu. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports it was one of the few such calls since Russia invaded Ukraine more than a year ago.
Defense Secretary Austin says it was key that someone in Moscow answered his call. During the early months after Russia invaded Ukraine, Russian officials refused to take such calls from the U.S. military. Austin declined to tell reporters what he said to Shoigu, but made clear to the journalists at the Pentagon,
"The United States will fly and operate wherever international law allows."
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says the U.S. is trying to find out why Russia's actions have changed lately.
There is a pattern of behavior recently where there is a little bit more aggressive actions being conducted by the Russians. We haven't completed our analysis as to why that's happening. And it wasn't just involving us. There was some incidents earlier with the British and some other nations as well. So there is a pattern of behavior going on here, and we have to figure out exactly what the way ahead is.
Switzerland's central bank pledged on Wednesday to fund Credit Suisse with liquidity if necessary, a first for a global bank since the financial crisis more than a decade ago. In a statement, they announced the radical step but insisted that Credit Suisse was sound and, quote, meets the capital and liquidity requirements imposed on systematically important banks. The move to support the bank with the pledge of the central bank money is designed to stem a crisis of confidence in Switzerland's second biggest lender. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. German police have conducted a major raid against a group of suspected people smugglers. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Several men were arrested and many more were still under investigation after a police raid on over 20 homes and offices. The majority of the searches took place in Berlin, but raids also took place in the eastern state of Saxony-Anhalt. The group is said to have brought at least 90 people, mostly from Turkey and Iraq, to Germany, with each paying several thousand euros. The migrants were taken from Istanbul to Bosnia by plane, before being transported by car to Germany. The suspects had either German or Turkish citizenships. I'm Karen Chamas.
The grandson of the Iditarod co-founder wins the grueling Alaska sled dog race on Tuesday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Six dogs pulled Ryan Reddington and his sled across the Iditarod finish line in Nome, Alaska. This was the 40-year-old's 16th try. Reddington becomes the sixth Alaska native musher to win the world's most famous dog sled race.
It's been a goal of mine since a very small child.
The nearly 1,000-mile race started March 5th in Willow for nearly 33 mushers who traveled over two mountain ranges, the frozen Yukon River and on the Bering Sea ice. I'm Julie Walker.
French people hoping to preserve their retirement benefits are marching in the streets of Paris and hundreds of other cities. They're on strike against President Emmanuel Macron's plan to save France's pension system by raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. A joint committee of lawmakers validated the plan on Wednesday, meaning it could be submitted to votes by the Senate and National Assembly on Thursday. Macron could decide to impose the changes without full Democratic support. Some protesters say Macron should raise taxes on the rich to save the pensions, but the conservative leader says that would make France's economy less competitive. A Chinese tycoon wanted in China and closely tied to U.S. President Donald Trump's former political advisor Steve Bannon was arrested in New York Wednesday and charged with bilking some $1 billion U.S. dollars from supporters of his anti-Beijing activities. The U.S. Justice Department accused Guo Wengu, an still-at-large co-conspirator, of stealing funds from participants in an investment scheme to buy luxuries, including a yacht, a 50,000-square-foot mansion, and a $3.5 million Ferrari. The crime took place after the one-time property billionaire fled China in 2014. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.